Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know if you'll be a nasty boy or not, but I brought some glow-in-the-dark rubbers. We're going to put these on you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gates. Let's love.
Finally, y'all, this season has paid off for us.
This is the best episode
this season.
This is the best episode this season. We're jumping into this. Welcome to Reality Gaze. This
glow is in the dark rubbers.
This is 90 Day Fiance season 8 episode.
Reality Gaze.
That's what I said. This is 90 Day Fiance.
I think you said 90 Day.
Did I really?
I don't know.
This is season 8 episode 8. What's this episode called?
Unsure and insecure.
Unsure and insecure.
Which is what they called me in college, really. And that's not even funny.
Yeah, that's insane.
There goes all unsure and insecure.
Yeah, nobody wants to fuck him.
Hi.
Y'all, my name's Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie, and I'm here with my squirrel friend, Miss Jake Anthony. Miss Anthony, if you're nasty.
And I am. Hello, I am also known as Poodle. Y'all, we are remote tonight. Maddie's somewhere in the bowels of Oklahoma.
And I'm a thunderstorm.
And I'm in my kitchen / office, which looks like a QAnon bunker on this side.
It's which
the walls are whispering.
Which Betty and Don would agree with that, y'all.
Y'all, we got a little bit of a thing on, like, next season. They're screaming at him because he wants to leave the fucking farm.
Oh yeah. God. They're like QAnoners crazy.
They're swingers too. That's what everything we've heard.
Which swingers I'm fine with. That's great.
I just think it doesn't fit their image.
It doesn't. Yeah. I have to say, I watched this episode and I was immediately saddened that I was not in Los Angeles watching this and recording this in person with you.
Same. This this really should be an episode we do in person.
Y'all, these type of episodes are why we started 90, is why Jackie Weissman, our den mother on Facebook, said you guys have to watch this show, and we watched and we were hooked. Matt Sharp, thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
When we first saw Anna and Marcel and him saying bees, we knew we were hooked.
We were hooked
with fucking Darcy. Oh, you know, Jesus Christ, what gold.
I have a friend who is watching old episodes. He's oddly enough watching, he's a nurse warrior. Shout out to our medical warriors. And he's watching it with his son, who's like 9. And I'm like, I don't know if you should be watching. Well, whatever. But he just texted me and he just said, holy fuck, Lana is real.
Y'all, that was a crazy moment.
And so it's kind of good because he doesn't know any of the spoilers because he's just listening to it randomly. So
both Lana and Lana and Maria. Remember Maria. Maria was even more of a surprise.
Yeah, I told him, like, you should watch that season. He's like, oh, okay. He also was really like, oh my gosh, Avery's so great. And I'm blanking on his name. Ash is horrible. And I said, yeah.
Keep watching, honey. I see. Yeah.
Avery is.
Don't look at her on Instagram, whatever
I
mean, you do.
Yeah, I said that. I said, she's an anti-vet. And he was like, no, she's so hot. And I was like, yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. Anyway. Yeah,
unfortunately, hotness doesn't always go hand in hand with reasonableness or integrity.
This is true. This is true. So I hope that y'all had fun watching this. We're dedicating this show today. I didn't even talk to Poodle about it.
Great.
Y'all, it's interesting how like people are always like, oh, Maddie, you're taking care of your dad and all that shit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay. Cause I feel like other people in my family, my worldview are going through some righteous shit. So if you're going through some righteous shit, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're about to get an hour and a half, maybe 3 hours. Who knows how long we're going to go on this. But
I have to go to bed sometime.
This time is for you to put your cares aside and let's just have fun.
Is that who we're dedicating the show to? I was really confused by
this. Yes, people who are going through some shit.
Okay, I see. People who are going through stuff.
Leave the shit aside for an hour and just be here, be queer, and let's go.
Unless you're not queer, which is fine. You don't have to be. But you know what? If you're listening, you're a little queer.
You're a little
queer. Today.
You're
queer.
You're a straight man who
wants. You know what? That's fine. We accept you.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, if you're a straight man, you're thinking.
If you're a straight man with a big dick, I will accept your dick.
Poodle will accept your dick. And if you're a straight woman, hey, it's okay. Look at your best friend's hair just kind of lay across her boobs. And you think, hey, I want to maybe get some Amber and Puppy action like in Lalu on that.
But you don't have to get drunk to get gay with her.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with Lalu, y'all.
She wants to get me drunk so she can get gay with me.
Y'all and John and Christiana are coming back next week on Lalu. And
I've gotten many a guy drunk to get gay with him. Oh,
true. Anyway, we've got exciting January. Things are getting, things are looking up.
January has already like bulldozed me.
It's true.
Y'all, we've been talking about it probably the last couple of weeks. We kind of wrapped Bling Empire this week, although we may have one more episode. We're still waiting on that. But we had 8 fabulous, I don't know. They were episodes. I don't know how great they were. I will say the interviews and kind of our conversation with other podcasters were fantastic. We talked to Add to Cart with Kulop and Suchinpak. Yep. And then we talked to Melanie Maras, who's an Indonesian comic. And then we talked to Asian Not Asian, Mike Nguyen and Fumi Abe. Mm-hmm. And just really good. We're basically saying, you know, what is this representation like? And what we were left with from talking to all these people who identify AAPI.
Well, don't tell them the goods. They got
listen. Fine. I was trying to clarify.
Just cliff note the whole thing so they don't.
You know what?
Listen.
You're right. I'm always wanting to teach.
You don't have. I was just about to say you don't have
I'm
to be
always
a teacher.
Wanting to teach. It's just a problem.
Just be dumb talent. Can you just be talent?
Fine, y'all. We had a great time talking to them, and the last person we talked to was Margaret Cho. We talked to fucking Margaret Cho.
It was wonderful.
On Saturday. It was a great conversation. She was lovely. She was generous with her time. She did tell one joke that I'm still kind of laughing about.
Is that the one you're talking about where I actually spit out my eyes? Yeah. I was taking a drink and it was about to go in my nose. Yes. And just so y'all know, those if you're thinking, oh, that's on the Gatreon and I'm not a Gatreon member. No, it's not. It's not. They're all the interviews are on the free feed. If you want to hear Greek, If you want to listen to the recaps, you have, yeah. If you want to listen to the recaps of the show after episode 4, you got to go on the Patreon. But all the interviews are free.
The solid gold that is those Bling Empire recaps. Yeah.
Solid gold. So anyway, we're waiting for an interview with Kevin. We're working it out with his people. We'll see.
His PR people may come back with saying, yeah, these guys just talk about this all the time. And
can't
like
do that, Kevin.
They're not Access Hollywood.
That's true. Well, Kevin, if you're scared, don't worry. We'll have some glow-in-the-dark rubbers. Because that's
a bit of nasty, boy. You got glow-in-the-dark rubbers.
That's what you need. All right. Let's jump into season 8, episode 8.
Do we have any more announcements?
I don't think so. Come at us in the Sissy Squad. We're having a lot of fun in there.
A lot of fun in there.
We just hit 8,000 members of our Facebook group, which makes me laugh because it's just absurd. That
remember when Trump were trying to get like remember it was a big deal to get 100 people in there?
We thought it was a big deal. I remember we were really like, wow. I remember actually you saying, oh my God, we have 500 people in our group.
Yeah, that's exactly how I talk. Thank you.
And then I remember saying like, wow, we have 2,000 people. That's the size of my hometown. So it's cuckoo kaboo.
I don't know. Is that nice or is that sad? I'm
sad for my hometown. Nice for the Facebook group.
Got it.
So anyway, y'all, we really, we've been having a lot of fun in memes and stuff like that too. So jump into that. Okay.
Let's dig in then. You guys, just because the two segments that were really long this time were Stephanie from Grand Rapids and Mike and Nathalie. So we're going to actually do those on separate shows because they were the linchpins that held this whole show episode.
I'll be honest, y'all. Something to look forward to. We're saving Mike and Natalie for tomorrow because I got to work on my Trish impression because she is from Oklahoma.
That's true.
Expect some scenes. I just have one word for you. Butter.
Butter. That, I will say, I love it how she's leaning in to that side, that part in the middle, like a coxcomb.
Oh, God.
That long hairdo.
You know what? You remember?
She reminds me of my bus driver, Jan Lewis. Jan Lewis had that.
Remember when we did a scene in Cabaret where you played Kim Davis?
That is exactly what that wig looks like.
She has a Kim Davis wig. And I shouldn't say that because Kim Davis was a horrible, horrible human being.
Yeah.
And Trish seems like a much better person.
I think Kim Davis, you don't know who Kim Davis was. She's the woman. Was it West Virginia courthouse? Am I making that up?
I want to say it was Kentucky, but I don't know.
Some state where people fuck their cousins.
She wouldn't.
Sorry, Kentucky, West Virginia sissies.
Hey, my cousins fucked each other. They're married. So she
was awful. She would not marry
gay people, even though it was
even though it was the law. And she said, "My faith." And then Mike Huckabee got in her corner, and she lost her job. So hopefully she's just at home eating Fritos and finger banging herself right now.
Don't disparage Fritos.
You're right. I shouldn't mention them in that.
So let's talk about anyway, y'all. So let's talk about Grand Rapids and Poodle. Where is Stephanie headed to this episode?
She's so excited because the borders are open. So she's going to go see her 27-year-old fiancé from Ladyville, Belize.
Y'all, I don't know how to do a ringtone for that. I wish I could. Someone will help us do a ringtone. I had 4 people ask me for it.
I've asked Ronnie, but he was busy with the crappies. Y'all, shout out again to Watch What Crappens. We should say that. They had us on this last week. We had such
That's
a good
right.
time.
We haven't done the show since we did it.
Yeah, we had a really good time on the Crappy Awards.
It was fun.
Yeah, and I think that you can still purchase that at watchwhatcrappens.com if you want to watch that award show. They have Patricia Altschul. They have
Housewives. The whole show was great.
It was, you know what? It made Jake and I realize, oh, wow, this was really worth it to pay for. Our live show would have been crappy.
If we had done that virtual live show, it would have been such a mess. Even though their show did completely implode at one point with tech issues. But, so it did make us feel a little better.
That was. Anyway, we had a really good time. So thank you to Ronnie and Ben. We love.
They run a good ship over there, those
they
boys.
They do. So, okay. So Stephanie is, you know.
The borders are open.
She's packing. She's getting ready.
Her cat's in there, and the cat's chirping at her.
No.
Exactly, baby bird.
You're so dumb, Mom. You're so dumb.
What are you eating, turkey?
I'm so glad I don't have to watch you get out that big pink hot dog and look at his pictures. That makes me uncomfortable, Mom. Stop it. It makes that what noise that hurts the cat teeth.
Cuckoo, do you think he's going to like his new bathing suits? They got skulls all over them.
Mom, that's some afflicted shit right there. Nobody wears that, Mom, anymore. That's like that. You gave me a hairball because that was so gross, Mom. No, not you got him four of the same shirts, Mom. These are horrible.
I gotta bring my nice panties too, Cuckoo. We're gonna get busy down there. You know what getting busy means? I know you're a cat, but you know what happens when I get speared with a penis?
We need to move on because I'm gonna get in a really gross area. I just said she got speared with a penis.
You did say that. y'all. Wow, these shirts are horrible. Horrible.
It's awful. She brings me, y'all, I'm so thankful for Stephanie from Grand Rapids. She brings me so much joy.
She has really, it's not even bad. She has really weird fashion. And then
it's bad. Let's be honest. Bad.
And then she picks such weird, and it made me laugh later on when Ryan says she has such wonderful fashion sense. And I was like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? So she brings out the watches. We already have, I don't know if this was the melanated way. I already saw on Instagram. They've got a screenshot of that snakeskin $3,000 watch.
It's no way near $3,000.
It's $298. They found it.
She she's lying about it or she got cheated.
I think she's lying about it because actually I think this is a little bit of a deep dive already just jumping in. But let's just say it. I think Stephanie is spending way less money than she says she is. She just wants to seem like she's rich and she's buying a boy from Ladyville, Belize.
Totally. Let's talk a little bit about she's putting all the watches in there, all the panties. And she's like, this is the ring that my father gave my mother. And so apparently she's gonna just give him this ring as a gift to propose to her later. It's a weird way of handling it. It's also controlling every aspect of the proposal.
It's not a weird way if you're a controller and it's telling someone, this is how I want you to marry me. And it's not.
You know what she said? She's like, you know, he's actually never really proposed. And I'm like, so he's not really your fiance. And I wonder if he really sees himself as her fiance. If he's like a boyfriend to her. If he thinks he's her boyfriend.
Know. Maybe.
It's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so she's going to be talking about, she's basically saying that she's saying goodbye to her cat. She's like, Mama loves you. We'll see you a couple weeks, Cuckoo. I go bye-bye. Don't die.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're leaving.
So she's
flying in this, I feel like the shirt Stephanie is wearing, the blouse, is that Tim Gunn. There's a Project Runway challenge and it was sponsored by Michelin. And Tim Gunn said, we want you to take some of the essence of what makes the Michelin man the Michelin man and really be inspired by that to create a look that looks like you're wearing floppy tires.
Those brand ambassador challenges were always awful.
Project Runway, but they were awful. But it literally looks like she's just wearing deflated pool floats all over her shirt.
And the skirt was like this shiny thing that like from middle school in like the late 80s. It was so awful.
She's not. Yeah, she does not, bless her heart.
Did you see her mask? Her mask is a picture of them. Yeah. Yeah, she's taking a page from Rebecca's book. Yeah, I wonder if Rebecca's got a Z-Ed mask.
Oh, yes. So much. But I wonder if Rebecca looks at her and she's like, wow.
Oh, wow. There was a 9 Days Bears All where Rebecca was on. It was just in the commercial. I just saw it. And where I asked her about Ryan. Rebecca was on talking about something. And they asked her about Ryan, about rating him. And like rate Ryan from Ladyville Belize. And she went, 2. I was like, God damn, Rebecca.
And Rebecca likes some meat on her man. Rebecca likes some meat on her man.
I will say, we do see him. And he's not really hot, I don't think. He's not Ryan. Yeah.
I don't really think he's that attractive either. Yeah. He has a huge dick.
Yeah, he looked better on camera and in pictures. I agree, his dick is big.
His dick is big, but he just, he's just not, I mean, I would sit on his face and suffocate him. He's so like tall and lanky.
Yeah.
So not my type. But so they run to each other and they kiss.
They're in Ladyville, Belize.
I like that he says, I met her when I was 23 and a half. And I like as if he's trying to make it sound, it's better than a strong 23.
Here's the thing. You don't add a half to anything unless you're like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You just really stop like, doing that.
Like, why didn't he just say, I am 1,247 months?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Yeah, you can't stop saying, I'm 12 and a half, thank you very much. 12
and
a half,
thank you very much. And Stephanie says, geez, it's been 10 months. 10 months. And Ryan says, finally my dreams come true. And I think, well, we need to have better dreams, Ryan. The thing you learn.
He's a good con artist.
Ryan is like, you know, he makes it very clear that he is about getting to America.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was, even though he was trying to play it cool, I thought that was always been the game.
Yeah. And Stephanie's like, all these negative emotions, when they go right out the window when I see him.
And I feel his penis when we're in the taxi.
And I think love can conquer all.
Or at least this penis can.
Or at least this penis can. Yes.
So they're back.
At the hotel.
And it's a really nice. It's like they have this whole like little suite.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Them. Yeah. It's like a timeshare thing.
And she says, I got presents for you.
I think this is time where, and this might, we'll see if this is a reality gay scene or even just a more of a monologue.
I don't know what this is.
We don't know what's going to happen, but y'all. Yeah,
I think you as Ryan can participate some.
We'll
so
see.
It's more of a theater.
Where this is a 90-day reality gaze. What do we call it now?
Jesus, no, we call it reality gaze theater.
Oh, this is a reality gaze theater.
Jesus. You just sound like death.
I just did the baseline.
Yeah, but you can do it up an octave. Do, do.
I think what I did was fine, and you need to learn to accept things and just move on.
As the music director of this show, you should listen to what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
I'd kick you out of my cast if you did that.
Sorry, what?
There we go. My musical decisions mean something. Anyway, so I got end scene. I got presents for you, Ryan.
Oh, thanks. Look at what do you got?
Try on these slides. That's what I call them. They're slides.
Oh, my God, babe. You know what I want? You know what I want? I hate socks.
Oh, yeah. I know you don't. I want to see those feet. I want to see those hot feet.
You love sucking on my toes. Just.
Oh, yeah.
Piggies in a blanket. That's what you call them. Piggies in a blanket. That's what you call them, mama.
Here's my page. So, you know, here's Mr. Jungle. Here's just some shades. I know you like the shades. Oh. I think they're at Oakley's. I bought them at the swap meet.
Thanks for saying jungle stuff. That doesn't feel kind of, you
not
know.
Not at all. I don't know what you're talking
all.
About.
Not
That's
at all.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Thanks.
And you know, here's some hot red undies. You know how I like those. What do I put those on, baby?
Hope the anaconda fits in that. Hey.
It doesn't feel exploitive at all.
No, let's talk about how, where you're putting the junk.
I'm a gangster and you're some kind of paid floozy.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow. But honey. What time is it?
It's time for a watch party.
You see, I did that. It was a pun.
Here's your $3,000 sneak watch.
Oh.
You know, it's cost a lot of money. Say it with me again. $3,000. Don't you lose it now.
Oh, wow.
Your whole worth is tied up in how much money I paid for you.
This has a home goods tag on it.
You know, don't worry about that. That's the brand name.
Okay.
And you know what? Here, look what I got. It's a bunch of, you've been a nasty boy. It's a bunch of glow-in-the-dark rubbers.
What?
You like that?
Why would you think I use rubbers, babe?
But you know, because you brought all kinds of Belizean STDs. Oh. I don't even know what you're going to bring me. Because you've been flirting with all those other women and putting your peaky where it shouldn't have been put.
But I thought the American way, excuse me, I don't mean to butt in here. You're going to raw dog her like the American way, and then you're going to hula hoop.
Get out of here, BGL. I know you've never seen a rubber that you never really likes, but you know, go back to Pennsylvania. I got some tape for you. We're going to tape you up so you can't go stick your peaky in another goo-goo.
Okay, honey, is that a new perfume?
I'm using childish words because I'm basically a child.
Is that a new perfume, baby, or do I smell crazy?
And scene. Y'all, the amount of shit she brought, she's like, I love giving him gifts. This makes me feel good. Spent thousands of dollars on him.
It was.
Then they talk about their sex life.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, see all these condoms? It's going to be four times. You know, you like to do it four times a night. You got some stamina on you.
And Brian's like, you know, I'm a beast.
Beast. This will be enough for 10 days, it looks like.
I bet that he just like holds her up and fucks her and she just goes, hey! And somebody in the next room is like, is that a sprinkler? Like they don't even know.
The fact that they quantified how many times they've had sex and wondered if they have enough condoms really skeeved me out.
Classless.
I'm just like, four times a night for 10 days?
But Ibrani said she's overage, but she keeps up.
This whole storyline, y'all, is perfect 90-day trash.
Trash.
It really is.
It's just trash.
It's such absolute garbage, and I could not love it more. So then things get crazy because she's like, you know, I seen you texting other women before. So how about you do this for me? Want to bring that phone over here and unlock it and let's go through it.
Okay.
Y'all, red flag. I've said this before. If someone wants to go through your phone, if someone wants to know your phone password, and I know you might know your husbands or whatever. They're not married. And it's just, that's a huge trust disparity.
It is.
He might be fucking other girls. Yeah, that's true. But the idea of them having to go through their phone together is just my skin crawling to watch them do it.
Yeah, it's just, and again, she doesn't say this, but I wouldn't be surprised too. She probably feels like she has a right to because she bought the phone.
Oh, definitely. She bought everything he's wearing.
So if I buy you, then I have a right to all your decisions.
Yep. That's what's so sad about all this.
That's what's very, very sad about this.
He allows her to do it.
I was going
to
say, you can come at Ryan. He allows her to do that, and he's participating in this. It's very much chicken or the egg. Is it Ryan or is it Stephanie who feels so insecure about herself that she has to buy people?
Right. So he is – this is another thing. If you swapped the genders here, what would it be?
Oh, yeah. It would feel like David and Lana. It would feel like really
worse.
It would feel like much really worse. Gross. Yeah, just really, really, really. Yeah. It would feel, you know, it'd feel like almost like Big Ed. The way Big Ed was.
And that, if Big Ed had money.
If Big Ed had money. Y'all remember when we thought that'd be fun to see Big Ed? Remember that first episode? Boy.
Yeah, and you were a Big Ed fan for like 3 episodes, and dude, I was like, cut him off. No longer. I can go back and say,
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's not a sex tourist. Anyway, so he's basically, she's like, I don't know if he's being faithful to me. But he finally says, who's Kayla SC? Just the idea of having to go through every woman in his phone.
He's like, my cousin. And she's like, okay. And he's like, I really want to do things to make things right and to gain your trust. And she's like, all right. So then we fast forward to that night, and y'all, and she's getting ready, and she says, honey, I need help with my dress. And he walks in and he goes, oh my God.
And I thought he was going to say, hot. That's terrible.
You don't look like a 70s chandelier at all.
With tassels. Those tassels are god awful, y'all. It's like the dressmaker decided on something else halfway through.
Where does this woman shop? I am asking.
I think sometimes in like some couture places, this might be the... We said this before with like, this might be the option that the stylist just kind of puts up there. It's like, she'll never choose this. That I think she always chooses that option.
Is there like some store in Michigan called like, I don't know, like Roni Shop House or something like, but I need to know where she buys these clothes.
The tassels. It was like pearls-ish thing. And then just a bunch of tassels. It looked like a lamp. It was bad.
It looked really like a lamp. It looked like a 70s lamp.
Bad.
So you like it? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's so hot. I want to fuck you.
So here's what the deal is. Here's the deal.
He's a good liar.
He is a good liar. He probably just fucks her 4 times a night so she'll wear out, so she'll shut up in the day and not nag him.
<It's> like,
yeah, exactly. She's done. Yeah. So... they go to dinner, and again, this is where it gets even grosser, or more gross.
I'd have a margarita on the rocks with salt.
Salt. And so she says, I really appreciate you letting me go through your phone. And he's like, for this day, you know, this day forward, I'm making amends, babe. Babe, I got you, babe. We're going to be, I don't know why I make him sound like a used car salesman, but I kind of feel like that's his skeezy attitude because he's a little skeezy too.
He's a con artist. Yeah,
he's a con artist. But then it kind of, he's like, well, babe, I'm trying to make amends. And then it's like, pause, crickets. Did you figure I would ask to see your phone? And we see the insecureness. We see the lack of, we see the spinning beginning behind those crazy, crazy hula hooping eyes.
And those drawn in eyebrows.
It's true.
I feel like you can see him kind of look at her like, what else do I have to do for you? And she immediately thinks, I guess you thought you could just delete everything that you didn't want me to see. However, he has not let her see his phone any other time. No. So I would say in a con artist sense, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
If she thought, let's go through your phone.
Well, and he also said at the hotel, we forgot to say, I'm going to take the password off the phone. You can see it at any time.
Yeah, that's a little, he does protest too much.
Yeah, because he could have just said, this is my password.
Yeah. It just, everything feels weird, but the fact that she brings it up at dinner to his face, because he, in a way, y'all, this is all about intention. So he is seeming like he's doing everything, even if he's not, he's in the, he's innocent until proven guilty. So before we know anything about him, the optics for him look good. He's doing what he should do. As soon as she starts doubting him for doing good faith gestures, he's making her the crazy one, regardless of what he's done.
Yeah.
So this is a bad move on her part. If she wants to figure out, she needs to find better ways to do this. If the trust is that bad, you're not right for one another.
Remind me never to upset you.
Oh, girl, I'll destroy you. I'm all about having the moral high ground. Be happy you never broke up with me.
Mother Poodle knows best.
Mm-hmm.
She taught you well. And Stephanie even says, Ryan's trying to convince me he's changed, but I'm not convinced yet. And she's kind of asking him, like, well, what do you think about this K-1 visa process? And he's like, that's when Ryan says, kind of television, doing testimonial, he says, no matter what, you know I'll get to the States no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like, what you hear, what you want to hear, because when he said that to me, I went, oh, he'll fuck anyone to get to the U.S.
Yeah.
Where she said, this is the Ryan I fell in love with. So determined. And I'm like, oh, honey, you don't see this, or you're choosing not to.
She is so easy to convince her
So this is my question. Do you think she's naive, or do you think she's choosing to be, is she in denial?
I think both.
She can't be that dumb. She runs a successful business. Like, she's a business person.
This is her emotions.
It is emotional intelligence.
You can convince yourself of anything. That's why if you're in an abusive relationship, and you don't care if you're like a fucking Mensa member or a doctor or something, you can still, your emotions will tell you something completely different than what your brain is telling you.
And Stephanie definitely does have a delusion of herself, because you look at what she wears.
Yeah,
what she posts on Instagram and things like that. It's definitely that whole Dolly Parton trifecta thing, where she does not get what people think of her.
The portrait of her in her house.
Yeah, she has a different perspective of who she is than how she's actually perceived. And who
says, I want to give you this ring.
Boy, and it's margaritas.
It's your ring now.
She puts everything on him and says,
said, you're holding the ring now. It's in your hands.
And so basically she's telling him.
Yeah, what does that say, Poodle? I was just saying,
at any time, you can propose to me, and I'm ready every single moment.
But yet she's not saying that, because she's saying, what are we going to do about this process? She keeps saying, we've got to work on stuff. Don't give someone an engagement ring and tell them you want them to propose to you if you're giving them a mixed message.
Yep. it's terrible. And then she says, and I forgot about this.
I forgot all about this completely. And when she said this, I screamed at the TV.
I still haven't been honest with him about sleeping with his cousin Harris.
And
Harris.
Did you scream? I forgot.
Yes. I forgot about this. Oh my God. It's like how I kept forgetting that what's her name? Was still married. Brittany. I kept forgetting that Brittany and Gazan were still married because of her absolute hubris.
Because of everything else. Yes. Yes.
And I completely forgot that Stephanie slept with Ryan's cousin Harris after a bad night. Apparently she's going to, Harris is hot.
I hope we meet Harris.
She's going to confess it to Ryan soon.
Next week. We'll see.
Tearfully, I'm sure. So that's it for them. Shall we take a commercial break?
Yes, let's take a break.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Y'all, during the break, I was just being nagged some more about what I should do.
Y'all, Poodle all the time is, you're very phlegmy. And you're prone to asthma because you had it as a child. You should take Mucinex every day. I don't know why. It's a very common drug. There's no side effects from it.
You're trying to make me Judy Garland. Popping pills in me.
I'm trying not to make my ears go insane from having to hear you hack up for 45 minutes. And
I'm fine now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine now.
Uh-huh. Because you took a Mucinex.
It doesn't work that quickly. Let's take our bickering off the air. It makes people uncomfortable. That's what people say. It sounds like
Carl,
their parents are fighting.
He's picking on Maddie again, Carl. I'm worried. I hope they don't. I hope they don't get divorced, Carl.
You're picking on me.
Yeah.
Although I do say when people do, if we fight like that, if we bicker like that, I will tell you that may be some issue with conflict in your life, if that makes you nervous.
Well, so possibly, yeah, that's true.
That may be that's what I was talking to, because someone Instagrammed me about it, and I said, she's like, yeah, I just don't like to hear people fighting at any time. And I was like, okay, but we can have a discussion. And she's like, no, I just don't like it. And I said, that may be conflict issues. Yeah, because
which a lot of people have, because y'all white people are taught not to have conflict about things. At least from my culture, people aren't supposed to fight about things.
I don't know. My family fought about a lot.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
And we're white, but I think we're a special breed.
We were taught not to do that. I'm not saying we did it. I'm saying culture wise, Grandma Hazel definitely fought about things.
But you were telling me that your parents never fought in front of you.
No, I never started hearing my parents fight until like a year before they got divorced. Then I started hearing their fights.
My parents fought consistently in front of my brother and I.
There was like once when I was a little kid, I remember Dad slept in a truck outside. But
and that's even worse because you didn't know what it was.
No, we didn't know. Nobody let us know. It was we didn't know about it at all.
That's almost worse for me because as a child, I would ask questions. And if I wouldn't get answers, I'd feel bad.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not a parent, so I don't know that best. I feel like there's a balance. I feel like your kids shouldn't know all of your fights or what,
I agree with that.
What they're all about. But I feel like they should. No,
but nothing was addressed, though.
But parents' main job, besides feeding and clothing and giving shelter to their child, is mirroring behaviors for their child to learn. That's how we learn. So it is, how do we mirror fighting if our children never see conflict and never see
right.
conversations like that. So, yeah.
But you did not know why he went out there. Your mother didn't explain it.
No.
See, that's not good.
No. Yeah. So, yeah. No. Yes. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. And that's when I used to be very conflict averse. And then 40
you know
just
what you
happened.
Did?
Now
you I did used to be conflict averse. Like I would try to fight with you and you wouldn't do it.
Well, that's been a blessing because you, I think you and I have softened and I have grown more of a backbone, but
that's true. I agree with that.
I think when we were roommates in your 20s, you would try to fight about things all the time because I'm a Pisces, literally just like your brother. So we have very much the same. I think we get along in that way, like siblings. So anyway, it's I think I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think we've helped each other be better people.
Yeah, let's just do the show. No one gives a shit about any of this.
No one gives a shit.
On. God.
People were posting their who gives a shit pillows today.
I was next to a Craig pillow. And then she posted again another pic of it, of the Craig pillow topping me, which I will tell you, that's not the way it would go down. Strangely.
Strangely.
That I would top Craig.
My ass is so smooth. I haven't had a hair on it since I got that weird wax when I went to the Caribbean, and it's never grown back since, and it feels amazing.
We talked about smooth assholes with Margaret Cho, too.
We did. She enjoyed that.
Oh, she really enjoyed it.
She really, really enjoyed it. Let's talk about Amira and someone who does not have a smooth asshole, y'all. It's like a redwood.
It is a forest.
Oh, it is a forest. Let's talk about Amira and Andrew.
To the asshole forest, to the Gulfstream waters. This dick was made for you and me.
Do 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 do.
I must say, people are calling him Gross Malone on the internet, and it is perfect. It is absolutely perfect.
It is. He's just, well, before we get to him, y'all, Amira arrives back in France.
I am back in France.
Her father, a.k.a. Klaus from the Chipmunk movie, is, he is like, he greets her and she's like, I'm so sorry, father. I'm so sorry. And he's like, she's basically, there's not really a lot happened, but she says, you know, I know my father had so many questions. And I feel guilty because my father's suffered from me. They hug. He's like, I didn't know she was going to come back. And then she kind of explains to her father what went down whenever she landed in Mexico.
Yeah. And so this is the first kind of idea we get. So basically she was detained immediately, you guys, as soon as she got off the plane.
Yeah.
They took her phone, her passport, and her watch. And she was put in like this kind of basically this detention center that was kind of prison like, she said, because there was no toilet paper, things like that. Mm-hmm. And they let her go after 3 days. She had no watch, so she couldn't tell what time
it
was. You
know what day or time. Yeah.
For someone like Amira, this must have been very traumatizing. For anyone, it would have been. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's still working through this, and she said. And when I found out when they brought me something, the Mexican authorities brought me something, it said no passport.
When she was on the plane on the way back at the end of the flight, right. Everything, it said no passport with an envelope with her passport in it.
I guarantee you, though, they had to say something like that because one of the reasons was she did not buy a return ticket.
Yeah.
That's why that was the skepticism. So you guys, the thing what you do here is you buy a round trip ticket and you don't take the other one. Or you cancel it. That's what you do. You're welcome. If you need to get married in another country.
Andrew, you just talked to the wrong bitch on Reddit.
God.
What if that was it? What if that was all they had to do was buy a round trip ticket?
Well, she bought a one-way ticket. to a foreign country in the middle of a pandemic.
Got a one-way ticket on a westbound train.
She doesn't have a visa for that country. Yes. So they look at things like that.
Because they're seeing that she has a... They're not... Again, Andrew was like, I'm smarter than the whole entire government. Yep. We can... Because you guys... Guess what she has a visa for? The United States. So yep. Guess what they think? They say, oh, they're not like, they're better detectives than Kevin and Kane from Bling Empire. They're going to figure this shit out and realize, oh, she's flying here. And guess what? They probably look and see, oh, she has a flight from Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. They probably checked her.
Oh wait, he drove down there, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. They checked her en route. They probably checked who was coming in, and she was probably flagged because she had a one-way ticket.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be surprised if they detained everyone who had a one-way ticket to Mexico. Think about it during Corona.
Yeah,
you know, it's just so fucking stupid. And so anyway, Amira's dad is basically like saying, I told you not to go. I didn't want you to go. Andrew is responsible for everything here. He is not a good man.
Yes.
He's not the right man for you. And she still wants to be with the motherfucker, y'all.
Yeah. I just want to hug Amira. I feel like
she needs like a
gay best friend to just...
Maybe he can help her with that makeup.
Maybe.
But I feel the other thing is, do you notice even from the beginning, she has this kind of flat affect?
Yeah.
And it may be something to do with just being...
I thought that was being a French thing.
No, the thing is, she's absolutely not French in that way. That's why she doesn't fit in. Yes, she's French in the way she was raised, but... It's in France, if you're not born there, she might have been, but she still is kind of an outside ethnicity, and she's not a member really of a foreign of a colony of France. It's like the French people in general are very territorial about their own people.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in this, it'd be different if she lived in Paris or a bigger city, but she doesn't. She lives in a small-ish city. So I'm sure she doesn't think she fits in her own town at all. She even says that. But yeah, I feel like the affect is always kind of flat. It may be a language thing, but her eyes are always just kind of...
Yeah.
Like kind of limpid pools.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, her affect does seem very flat. So her dad really, you know, Andrew's all the cause of this and not the right guy for you. And Amir's like, well, if you meet him, maybe you'll change your mind. And he's like, no.
It smells like nacho cheese.
Yeah.
I know he would.
Yeah. He says he is not a man. He is very selfish.
I agree with that.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. Andrew really sacrificed and he came down from California and then...
Then he's just moping around at his resort.
Nibbling
on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, watching those terraces covered in oil, wasting away again in Puerto Vallarta.
Y'all, he's in Puerto Vallarta.
Chill vacation, y'all.
It is very beautiful there. I've been to PV. It's very nice.
Very gay.
Very gay. I remember there's this like club called the Blue Note. It's like a bar during the day and you can eat there. And some friends are like, let's go there. This is at 2 p.m. Okay. 2 p.m. We get there. This guy takes our drink order. We order a beer. It's 2:15 p.m. This guy comes up to me because all the servers are shirtless, even at like 2 p.m.
Right.
And I feel him tapping my leg. He's pulled his dick out and his dick is tapping my leg at 2:15 p.m. And y'all, you know, I'm into strippers. And even I was like, this is too much.
Put that away.
I was just like, your soft, flaccid, uncut, large, girthy dick. You know what? Meet me in the bathroom.
But I'm like, our appetizers aren't even here yet.
I
mean,
really? I was just kind of like, we were like literally talking about the
decorum.
We were talking about the beautiful scenery, and I just hear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait at least until after the soup course.
Not even the sunset.
That is a little much. It's like when you see drag brunch.
That's what it's called.
It's like when drag queens are out in the middle of the day and they're like yelling in your face and you're like, it's 1 p.m.
Unless it's like a Sunday drag brunch. It's like, but like a seeing a drag queen at like 1 p.m. on a Wednesday, that fucks with your head.
It
fucks with your head.
They should come out at night like bats.
Yeah. Anyway,
it kind
y'all.
Of freaks you out when you see someone like a drag queen and it is like it's 11 a.m. Yeah. on a Monday and you're like, okay.
Y'all, if you want to see some day dick, Blue Chairs, Puerto Vallarta.
Blue Note.
No, I was wrong. It's called the Blue Chair.
Blue Chairs.
Blue okay. Chairs, Puerto Vallarta, be there.
Day dick.
That's what I'm calling it, day dick.
I must say, you're exactly right. If you just turn, if you're having a conversation with your friends about like saving for retirement and there's a dick bouncing on your face, well, I mean, it's too early.
What would you have done?
You know, I would have probably drank a little more and then met him in the bathroom.
Because you're on vacation.
I'm on vacation, so there's no such thing as day dick. It's all just dick.
That's true. Maybe I should have been. Maybe I needed to relax.
Now, you know, he would have charged you for said activity.
Possibly.
He's a waiter. Are you kidding me?
Como se dice day dick?
So you think in the whole table, he chose you?
Yes. Maybe he was in the gingers.
But he didn't have other tables. Dude, I got a lot of tables. I got a lot of faces to shove my dick in.
It's true. It's true. I respect it. And then did I tell you that same trip? We're in Puerto Vallarta and we go to this beautiful restaurant and we're eating outside. It's really, and I hear we're walking down Puerto Vallarta and I just hear this voice saying, Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? And it's just like gay musical theater scene. And I was like, that is a queen. And that's where we were going to eat. And I walked in and it was Ryan Ragazzi, who I was in all district choir in middle school. And we had a moment and we ended up singing all district choir music on the microphone in the middle of Puerto Vallarta and had a grand gay old time.
You were drunk.
I was, but I love him. He's such a sweet, sweet guy. He lives in DC now because I don't know, but he lives in DC now. I think he's going to school for something. But it kind of made me think Poodle and I could come to Puerto Vallarta and just spend like a whole season just doing cabaret stuff. And then I thought about,
I'm a fan.
Then I thought about how you probably would fuck a guy and get kidnapped and I'd never see you again. So it probably won't happen.
No, I'd become a mafia side piece, a Mexican gangster side piece.
I'm not being disparaging of that. I'm not like making a judgment of all Mexico.
No, it's dangerous once you get outside the big cities.
Well, no, but I'm saying that because one of the guys on the trip, he used to be Mormon. And he did a mission in South America. I forgot, in a Spanish-speaking country. So he's like very, very fluent in Spanish. Well, he was taking a cab to meet us. And we were like, where is he? He was so late. The cab driver immediately took him to the police. And for no reason, they were going to arrest him for some bullshit. Because he's a like blonde-looking white guy. And he said, I talked my way out of it for 45 minutes because I was fluent in Spanish and I paid them. If I didn't know Spanish, he said, I'd be sitting in a jail right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's especially tourist areas and right outside tourist areas, there can be really problematic places.
Maybe
Puerto Vallarta is a big theft. There's a lot of theft issues there.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, go to Puerto Vallarta when we open back up again.
It's beautiful though. We had a great time. We had a stayed in this house with a funicular.
A funicula.
That's what I said.
So y'all, even though Amira was detained in a detention facility and she had to fly home, Andrew's like, you know, it's time for some self-care for me. I think this is time for yet another edition of 90 Days. Fuck, I'm doing it now. Reality Gaze Theater. You do it. I'll do the other one. Why can't you ever get the ending right, you cretin? It's fine.
It's fine.
Let's just move. I'll go with it. So Andrew is enjoying the resort and all it has to offer. And Maddie will be playing the role of Andrew, and I'll be playing the role of Amira. Are you going to try to call me?
No. I'll just be talking.
Hello,
hey.
Andrew?
Oh, wait. Hey, dude, guys. It's my
What's
fiance.
He doing?
It's my fiance, dude. It's my fiance. Okay.
Is someone there with you?
Oh, babe. Hey. Babe. Hello. How are you? What?
You sound like you are having fun.
Oh, my God. Not without you. Oh, I miss you so much. Oh.
I miss you too.
That's what I said. Okay. I'll see you tonight. So, babe, you made it back. That's great.
You sound like you are seeing other, having fun and seeing people.
Oh, it's just, yeah, you know, I booked all this stuff for us to do because I love you so much and I planned this big trip for you and I pay for all these things.
I'm seeing that.
I'm calling you from the ATV ramp right now.
I just wish you maybe give a single thought to me when I was in a cold detention center.
Sorry, what? Say that again, babe. Sorry, you're breaking up. Sorry, the music's a little loud.
Sorry, the cold detention center.
What? Oh, you're the center. Yes, you are the center of my life, babe. So, baby. Oh, babe. Oh, I wish you were here right now. This steakhouse, this steak in front of me, this is like, well, this is better than sizzling sirloin. This is great, babe.
We were fed cold mush in the detention center.
What? Oh, yes, babe. I can't wait.
It wasn't good.
Can't wait to give you all my attention, babe. All my attention. Hey, look. I'm gonna get a massage. If you want, I'll call you after. I've got like 15 minutes before we're gonna go jet skiing.
I hate you.
What? What? Love you too, babe. All right. Okay.
Woman to blame, but I know it's not my fault. That's Andrew.
Hey, it's not my fault,
y'all. And Sane, this motherfucker's living it up now. I get it. He obviously paid for the week, or however they're supposed to be there for. But just the optics of it all. Maybe don't say it's time for some self-care.
He literally said, he did say, it is some time for me. He said, I need a little bit of healing now. That was his exact words.
Yeah, Mira's was just traumatized. It's just so much. He's such an asshole.
She's like, I've taken 4 planes in 5 days. And he was like, and then he said, well, why don't you?
And I've had 5 buffets in 4 days.
Yes, 5 buffets in 4 days. Exactly. And he said, I've had a walking tour. I've had a boat tour. Hey, why don't you just go to another country?
Well, we'll do this next month. I hear Serbia is wonderful this time of year.
It's great. We can get you. Look, we'll get you to South Africa. I'll meet you there. It'll be fun.
If you can't go, I'll still do a safari. It's like whatever.
It's whatever. You know? Whatever.
Can I use your points?
Yeah. What? You didn't get points for that flight back? Babe, I told you. What a waste. God, Mexico really is bummer.
Like, she's like, no, the U.S. is still going to remain closed. I cannot come there. And he's like, no, he's like, no, you, he's like, no, we can go to another country. It's fine. I still love you, baby. Do you love me? And he's doing this whole, like, if you do this, if you loved me, it's so awful. He may be, what do you think? Is he the worst person this season? I don't know. Joey's really bad, but so is Brandon. Like, they're all so awful. All the men are really,
it's kind of,
with the exception of Zed.
Oh, don't ever talk about Zed.
Right.
You know, because
I don't know Ryan enough.
Yeah, we don't know him enough. And, you know, who actually comes out smelling like a rose in all this is Mike.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of people are really divided on Natalie and Mike. I think that may have changed last week's episode when she completely freaked out on him. Yeah. But things seem better this week, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Especially when Mama Mike comes. Boy, Trish just came in there and solved everything.
She's the, you know, they call Trish the Oklahoma Oprah.
With the full-on part.
Full-on part.
Hair.
Oh, boy.
Top-notch, like a rooster.
Wish
I love
that, Rick. I think you're right. I do actually think Andrew might. But although, so we say this. Imagine if this happened and it was Jovi. Jovi would be fucking partying it up tenfold in Puerto Vallarta.
No, I totally agree. You know what it is? It's Andrew tries to act like Mr. Sensitive. He tries to act like...
like at least Jovi's just an arrogant dick.
I'm a man who cries.
Yeah.
I'm a man who loves kids. I own a daycare center. I'm a 2021 sensitive man. Look at me and my long hair.
And he's really just...
he's not. He's typical. He's just another guy.
Centered. Yeah.
Just another douchebag.
Yeah.
Even though, y'all, don't, whatever you do, don't watch him singing. Oh my God.
And this is why we don't have people on the cast on our show, y'all.
You know what it is, too? If you've ever seen someone do like Les Mis karaoke, that's the kind of person that Andrew sings like, look down, look. The person who had a couple of voice lessons.
Yeah.
Who you need to worry about. And let me tell you, they were garbage. Whatever he had was garbage. You need to sue your voice teacher, like Simon Cowell would say.
Maybe he didn't think, well, I don't know, but.
No, yeah, it was, the worst thing is that's a little trained, and that's the worst part of it. A little training is a dangerous thing, you guys.
Oh, God.
I'm in rare form now.
Uh-oh, she's on the third drink.
I think that's the show. Are we done with that segment?
The show, yeah. I think that's the show. Wow.
So tomorrow,
I mean, I'm still a little speechless for that. I was speechless when I saw him doing it. Like when
I know
his chair, I was just.
Did you see? We didn't talk about this, but he was like, you know, he's eating like ice cream and something. He's like, Amira would really love
this. Yeah. I'm a little. It feels, you know, I'm trying to make the most of it, but it feels a little empty without you. What?
And he goes, let's go test the ocean. Like he's on some kind of like Travel Channel show. So bad. I hate him. I really don't like Joey. I think he's a complete dick. I hate Andrew. I hate him.
I don't hate him. I just don't.
Oh, I think he's so awful.
I just don't.
It's the disparity.
The thing that I like about this show, well, I like a lot of things. We love this show. But one of the things I love about 90 Day Fiancé is if you look at y'all, and I know you watch this just trash reality TV, but these are people that are dating. And so I always ask, like, what we get with people that enable our patterns or support our, whether problematic or supportive behaviors that we've kind of either worked through or still just have. And so It's interesting how I want to see Andrew and Amira together because I hope I'm wrong. I just don't see how he is supportive of her and builds her up. I feel like she's someone who feels like shit about herself, and therefore she probably gets with somebody who makes her feel like more shit about herself.
Agree.
I think it's all about him.
And I hope that, and maybe he doesn't even do it consciously. Maybe he's not like abusive or I shouldn't say that. Maybe he doesn't say like supportive things to her, but also don't seem talking and focusing a lot on her.
No, it's all about if you do this for me, you would love me. You that's how you show you love me. Cause I love you so much.
See, I think he would maybe say that. I think he just would always be like, even if she came here, it wouldn't be like, let me show you America. It would be more like, hey, babe, I do this. Come see me do this. You know what it is? Yep. You know what it is? You know what it is?
Come see me in a concert production of Jekyll and Hyde.
Andrew, yeah. Andrew is the guy who does improv in a suburban town.
Oh.
And Amira, and he's going to make Amira go to every single one of his improv shows.
That actually twisted my stomach.
Because
y'all,
improv in big cities can be pretty good. But y'all, improv, I'm going to say this, and then someone's going to say, well, actually, the improv in Bend, Oregon is actually quite good. Quite good. So shut up.
We have a great show. We go out every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Afterwards. I should say it because I can say this because I've been in horrible improv shows, y'all. We'll probably have to apologize for it. Like we have to apologize about Paul
to most of Ohio.
Y'all, apparently we're watching the second season of 90 Day Fiance and Paul D. Doce, attorney.
Dolce, you keep saying Doce.
Because he says Doce. That's what I think everybody. Paul D. Doce in wherever Amy, or no, wherever Muhammad and Danielle in Ohio, Norwalk or whatever.
Norwalk. Yeah, don't pull over. Don't pull over.
I'll be with him. And y'all, Jake and I didn't believe he was a real attorney. And we saw that he went to
He's a baby with a beard.
And we saw that he went to some school called like Case Western.
Case Western. I'm like, that sounds fake.
And we're like, that sounds like a fake school.
And we read it for filth.
Y'all.
But it's a great school.
Y'all fucking came for us. And I love
almost every Ohioan did who lives around there. They're like, actually, it's quite a reputable school.
Like, it's like number two after Ohio State. Because Ohio State's a great law school. And it's like, oh, but I love it that all our Ohioan sissies now just come to say, hey, just add this to the apology tour. You're going to have to go there. So now
I put something in the Facebook group about it. I'm like, we have to go there now.
Where is, we'll have to find out where that city is. And maybe
it's in Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Well, we're going to go there anyway. So, you know, it's apparently really hard school to get into. So Paul D. Doce is smart, y'all.
He's just a baby with a beard.
He's just a baby with a beard and looks like a
hobbit. That's on our Patreon, y'all. Check that out. We're having
like
fun on that.
Hobbit with a diploma.
Yeah. Amish baby with beard.
Amish hobbit.
Amish child attorney.
Boy. Boy.
Anyway, y'all, that's the show.
Y'all, that is the show. I'm tired, but also feel relieved. That was so good.
Thank you. This episode felt like a gift. I will say that.
It really did. So next episode, we're going to be talking about Mike Nuttley. We're going to be talking about Jovignard and Brandon and Julia. So,
thank God. That finally burst open this week. I loved it.
Finally burst open. And we're going to be dealing with that. So y'all, you can go to realitygazepodcast.com to our website. That's where you can find our merch store. You can get your Poodle Home Collection pillows there. You can also find us on Cameo. You can find us at our own Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast, at our Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. We just posted Christina just posted a meme of, what was it? I just watched it. Just posted a meme of, oh crap, it's flowing out of my head.
She posted a Bling Empire one.
Yeah, it was a really good with a Bling Empire meme. So thank you, Christina. She's our meme goddess. Poodle, what do you love more than anything?
Anal. But after that, a review.
A review. A 5-star review. And if you don't know what to say, you can always say, just keep going, queens.
Keep going, queens.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, we appreciate it so much. So, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't you all just a lonely, lonely heart looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. And if you got a boyfriend from Ladyville, Belize, who's really into clothing with skulls on it, call us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.